Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be greater among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, this is James. He's called James the Greater, not because he's great, but because he's the first one chosen by Jesus. He's the brother of John. They were the disciple of John the Baptist before. So one of the first being called. So he is called James the Greater. Another James is also an apostle, but he was the first bishop of Jerusalem. And the lesser one wrote a letter. In fact, in one letter, he mentioned many times you do not have things because you did not ask. But many times you do not get what you want because you ask wrongly. Now today, this greater James, the mother, on his or their behalf, because of John also, sit at the right or left hand side of Jesus when in his kingdom. But Jesus then say, "You do not know what you are asking." The same. Many times we do not know what we are asking. But anyway, Jesus is still happy that they want to be close to him, but say, "Do you have to take my chalice of blood, of suffering?" They say, "Yes." Then Jesus said, "Of course, you have to. But to sit left or right is not I to decide." So this is one of the teaching that we have to learn. And especially in the last words, Jesus said, "I come to serve, not to be served." And so we too. Many times we serve and we expect some return. No, Jesus, his service is not returned. Whatever you give, just given. Don't expect return. That's love. Love is always unconditional, and love is always the first one to give.